Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Here we go, baby. All right. I had this discovery today while I was driving home from dance class. And I thought to myself, I am just fucking around this year. I'm just having fun. I'm just doing crazy shit. I have like sang on the podcast for like the last 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm just fucking around this year and I'm having a blast. I really and truly am. And my word of the year, which I think I've talked about in the past few episodes, is deliberate. And I am deliberately having a fucking blast. Okay. So, babe, I am here to talk to you about a lesson I learned while having a blast in my life, a moment I was triggered, a moment I felt insecure, and how did I change that energy around? And how can you do this to help facilitate more growth for yourself? We're going to get into it. But before we dive in, I want to tell you about our sponsor of the week, which is a new program I am launching called The Breadwinner. Now, it's new, but it's not. And it's new and it's hot and it's refreshed and it's bougie because this is the rework of my Bougie Bitch Bootcamp program. So if you're listening to this and you have Bougie Bitch Bootcamp, of course you get all the updates because I love you and everybody who's in my program gets updates for life. And if you were thinking about joining Bougie Bitch Bootcamp in the past and didn't, this is your time. We have rebranded it. It is now called The Breadwinner. This is your step-by-step blueprint to build more confidence, more cash, and more magnetism in 2024, baby, okay? It's a five-week course, and this is for my fellow wellness meets espresso martini meets bougie hotel travel girlies who want to achieve their goals in a smarter way. Work smarter, not harder. And what you're really wanting this year is to believe in yourself in a bigger way, take action in a bigger way, feel like a rich bitch in a bigger way, okay? That's what this program is really going to help you nail down. I'm so excited about this. It's my old program, Bougie Bitch Bootcamp. You get 13 videos and pre-work from the past rounds, and you are getting 12 new videos, baby. I think actually there might be more. I think it might be 13 new videos when we drop the brand new Breadwinner modules. It's going to be hot. It's $300 off this week, okay? So if you've been manifesting that cash money, you just manifested it. $300 off the program, okay? The link's gonna be in the show notes for you to check out all the details, the breakdown of the modules, the vibe of the program, if it's a good fit for you. All of the details are gonna be on the sales page and where you can sign up. And if you can't find that in the show notes, it's in my Instagram bio. But you can also just shoot me a little message and I'll help you get into it, babe. Okay. All right. Let's talk about turning your triggers into lessons because I know you're ready. I know this is going to be really, really helpful for you. And I want this to be just like a juicy bit that you can take into the rest of your week. Okay, I'm so excited to tell you this story because one, this is a moment that I'm really, really proud of. Two, this is a great teaching moment. And three, this is a telltale that when you go out, live your life, do the things you want to do, start creating amazing memories, be the person that you want to be, you're going to learn so much more about yourself and grow so, so, so much more. All right, let's get into it. So when was I triggered? What was the insecurity? Michaela, spill the tea. I went to a dance class. God, if you follow me on Instagram, you're like, Michaela, shut up about dance. I can't and I won't. I went to a dance class and it was one of my first classes at a brand new dance studio. I actually got put on the wait list because so many people had enrolled in this class and I got accepted the day of and I was so excited because we were dancing to the song Rack City by Tyga. And I love that song. Like throw it back to middle school. I was jamming to that. Absolutely requesting it at the school dance, like in the seventh grade, okay? Whenever it came out. I love that song. I knew who was teaching that day. I've taken her dance classes before. She slays. She's so much fun. And I had to be there and I got accepted. So I show up and I'm feeling super confident. I was wearing like my new purple dance pants and this little like cropped hoodie. I felt hip hop. I felt cool. I felt like, yeah, I'm going to be like those dancing girls on TikTok at like the Playhouse dance studio in LA. And I would say, so I have been a competitive cheerleader my entire life. I am really good at picking up choreography. I'm really good at learning choreography. And I would say I'm a pretty good dancer. And so when I go to classes, I walk in feeling really confident. That's the identity I have around dancing, is I'm a good dancer. I pick up choreography easily. I just am, you know? And so I'm in this class and we start literally the first 8 count of the dance. And I'm like, oh yeah, this dance is going to be like lit. Like this dance is the best word I have heard is bitchin'. I'm like, this dance is going to be amazing. And I'm standing like the second row and there's a girl in the front row immediately to my right. And she is killing it. Okay, she just looks so cool. Her hair is in like this slicked back pony. She had a bunch of ear piercings, all gold jewelry. Like you could tell she's like one of those Amazon influencers, right? She was wearing this like gray matching sweatsuit, but the sweatpants were like these cool cargo dance pants. She just looked cool and she was fucking killing it. And it's one of those girls where you can tell like, oh my God, she has been a dancer her entire life. Or like she has worked her ass off to be this good of a dancer. Like borderline was probably a dance major in college. And so we're learning this first eight count. Homegirl is fucking shaking it. And you know someone's a good dancer when they pick everything up right away. You know, they pick up their choreography right away. They personalize it right away with their own swag and they're making facial expressions. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to take this class, but I also just want to watch her, right? So we're going through this. And as we continue to learn more of the dance, she's tearing it up and I start to feel really insecure because I come into these classes feeling so confident and knowing I pick up choreography. There's another dance class I go to on Wednesdays and the ladies there always tell me how amazing of a dancer I am. They're like, you're just so good. Like you pick up on this so fast. How experienced are you? You know, so I always walk in the room like, yeah, I'm going to be one of the best people here, you know? And here I am in this class, definitely not the best one in the room. And so I got pretty insecure and the instructor probably taught another 8 count while I'm feeling kind of like, now I'm not feeling as good about myself. Now I'm not picking up the choreography as fast because now I'm in my head and I'm judging myself and I'm comparing myself. You know, all of this is happening. We take a quick water break. So we step off the dance floor. I chug my water. I literally look at myself in the mirror. I take a deep breath and that's when I did it. I decided to turn my trigger into a teaching lesson. I decided in that moment, I can either remain triggered and tell myself I'm not a good dancer because I'm not as good as her, continue to compare myself, continue to create all these stories, which then puts me more in my head and less present in the class. So I'm not going to be retaining the choreo. I'm not going to be enjoying the experience. I'm not going to be as happy dancing to the song I was so excited to dance to. I could be that. Or I could choose to take that power back from the insecurity and inspire me to go harder. Because that, especially in dance, I feel like when somebody, you can tell someone's a good dancer when they're putting on a show. They are not afraid to go hard. They are not afraid to make facial expressions and be singing the song. Even when we recorded the video at the end, you know, she's like talking in the recording. She's like, yeah, let's get it, ladies, in the middle of the dance. Like they are not afraid to put on a performance. So I decided in that moment, I'm going to let this inspire me to go even harder, to take notes. When I'm recording, I can sing the song out loud. No one's gonna judge me. It makes me look more performative. I'm gonna cheer everybody on while I'm dancing. I'm gonna throw myself into the moves even harder. I'm gonna shake my ass even harder. I'm gonna drop it, pop it low even harder, you know? I started to kind of keep an eye on the things that she was doing and how she was personalizing it to take notes. And instead of comparing myself as like, oh my God, she's so much better than me. Why am I not that good? Blah, blah, blah. And getting my head, I learned from her. And I think this is something that we have the opportunity to do all the time, but we don't take that step back. We don't take that breather, and we don't take that conscious decision to reframe. And then we get wrapped up in so much comparison and so many insecurities. And then we just like dig ourselves into a hole and we're no longer present. I wanted to be at that dance class. I celebrated when I got taken off the waiting list. I wasn't going to let that ruin any. I wasn't going to let anything ruin that. Definitely not letting myself ruin it, because the girl didn't do anything. She was just showing up for the dance class the same way that I was. And she's not the one ruining my experience. I was the one ruining my own experience. And sometimes that can be hard to admit to ourselves. It can be hard to admit when we're feeling insecure, why we're feeling insecure. It can be hard to admit that we are the ones that are kind of dragging ourselves down. And we do this all of the time. So I want you to hear this and remind yourself the next time you start to feel insecure, right? Let's say you're out at a bar with your friends this weekend and you see a girl with amazing hair and you start to get self-conscious about your hair. Instead of comparing yourself, you could easily walk up to her and be like, "You have amazing hair. Your hair is so beautiful. Like, sorry to bother you. What's your hair care routine? Because your hair is so gorgeous," right? Let that be an opportunity for you rather than a moment to tear yourself down. We have that choice, and it's really important that we choose the empowered option, because every single one of our triggers is a moment for us to grow. Same thing if you're at the gym and you see a girl with an amazing physique and she's lifting heavy and you love her gym outfit. Most of the time, if you go up to another girl at the gym, you're not bothering her. If you're like, "You look fucking amazing. I'm obsessed with your outfit. Like, I'm sorry to bother you. What is your training split?" Like most girls, like if you're a guy going up to a girl, different story. They're like, "Leave us alone at the gym." But if it's a girl going up to a girl at the gym and you're just like asking her and giving her a compliment, I mean, like, "Oh my God, I saw you. You're lifting crazy weights. Like, I just have to ask, like, how are you training?" You know, a lot of times people will be really, really open to helping. People, one, love to talk about themselves. And so if they do something really well, they're likely really proud of that, and they're happy to share that information with you. They're also going to feel flattered that you noticed them. One of my girls at my retreat in the DR, Lily, she mentioned this quote, and I have been thinking about it ever since. She said, "Everybody has a secret button that says, 'Make me feel special.'" And when you recognize something about someone, and instead of comparing yourself, you compliment them and maybe ask or just take notes from afar or notice, you're giving them that special energy. So it hypes them up. You get to then hype yourself up. And ever since that dance class and me taking those little notes and those little tweaks for myself, I've been a better dancer. I've been more animated. I've been more able to personalize these dances that I'm learning because I chose to grow, because I chose to take notes. And I also realized amongst this, because I went to another dance class, I was kind of doing some reflecting, and I messed up one of the times that we were recording our dance, because typically the dance classes I go to, we learn the dance, we practice, and then we grab our phones and we can record ourselves if we want. And I messed it up when I was recording on one of them, and I got really, really frustrated. So when I was driving home, I was kind of reflecting on that experience, and I realized I stop having fun when I'm not nailing something. Like, I stop having fun when I don't feel like I'm the very best, and not in comparison to other people in the room, but like, I want every single time I do something to be the best. I want every single time I practice the routine the best. Every single time we do the routine with music to be the best. Every time I record, I want it to be the best. And so when I'm doing something and I'm not the best, or I don't do something perfectly, I start getting really frustrated. And this is just a form of self-sabotage that we do to ourselves, because we don't want to look stupid. We don't want other people looking at us and laughing at us and judging us. And in reality, no one's paying that much attention to you. You're just judging yourself when you could just be learning and practicing and having fun with things. And so I even took that feedback myself, and I was like, okay, when I stop having fun, I don't want to apply myself as much. I'm not being as present and I'm not being this version of myself I want to be. That's just me sabotaging things. That's me looking for an excuse to get frustrated, looking for an excuse to not be having a good time. You know, our bodies have this meter of how much happiness that we think that we can hold. And so once you start hitting this like glass ceiling of like, I've been really happy lately, your brain's going to start looking for the other shoe to drop. Right? It's going to start to look for these reasons for us to stop being so happy. And for me, I've been really good about my routines. You know, I talked to you guys about making time for your manifestations. I have been on my fucking list, okay? I have been really showing up for all my goals. I've been taking batshit crazy action steps every single day. Like, I've really been expanding my capacity and opening myself up to these next level vibrations that I need to be in to reach my 2024 goals. And I'm doing that and I'm building momentum and I feel really fucking good every day. And so of course my body is finding these areas to get frustrated. Like something as silly as someone being a better dancer than me or me messing one little part up in a long minute and a half routine. Like, that's okay. It's okay. And we have to snap ourselves out of that. There's nobody there that could tell me it's okay that you messed up. That wouldn't have done anything for me. I still would have been upset. Like, no one's going to make you feel better when you're the one judging yourself. And so you have to pull yourself out of that and learn from that. When I messed up in the dance, I pulled myself out of it and I'm like, why am I getting so frustrated? Like, it's literally not that deep. And it's like, oh, because I'm judging myself for not doing it perfectly. That's ridiculous. I'm here to have fun. I am not here for an audition. I am not getting paid to do this, right? I'm here to have fun. I'm here to learn. I'm here to practice. I'm here to apply myself. I'm here to make friends, be in a like-minded space, sweat, shake my booty. Who cares, right? Same thing as when I started comparing myself to the other girl in dance class. Why am I getting so insecure? Because I'm not as good of a dancer as her? Okay. She's amazing. Like, we're not always going to be the number one person in the room. And in fact, if you want to grow and learn more and be the best version of yourself, you should always be the dumbest person in the room. And I've heard that quote so many times, and it's never resonated fully with me until that day at dance class, because I was like, oh my God, my instructor who I had danced with before, I was like, I know she's amazing. And then there's this other girl here who's literally killing it. And so I'm learning from two amazing dancers. That helped me grow so much. When I am not the smartest person in the room, I get to learn more. I get to stretch more. And that's why it's so important to curate like the five people you surround yourself with, because you want those people to be stretching you. You want to feel kind of dumb around those people. You want to learn new ways to think. As one of my batshit crazy action steps I took recently, I applied for a mentorship program where I would be the mentee. I would get a mentor from somebody at Soho House here in Austin. And Soho House is like this exclusive kind of co-working club for like celebrities and high-end entrepreneurs. They're in all the major cities. They usually have like a pool and a bar and a lot of study rooms or like work rooms, whatever. And one of the things I put in my application is like, I want to know the things I don't know, because you can only ask questions around the things you know. And I want to know what I'm not asking questions about, because I'm not aware of that right now, because I'm not aware of those conversations right now, because I'm not aware of those thoughts, those practices, those mindsets. I want to know what I don't know. So I have to be around people that are smarter and better than me so I can grow more. Which means you're going to be triggered more, which means you're going to be slapped in the face with insecurities. And you need to know how to manage that and walk yourself through that and kind of self-soothe those feelings and remind yourself that everything that triggers you and makes you feel insecure, you can flip around and turn into a lesson and turn into an area where you can grow. And when you get to that point where your empowerment is beating out the shadows, you are going to skyrocket this year, okay? So I wanted to tell that story on here because it was a huge moment of insecurity for me. And I think sometimes it's nice to hear from people of like, oh my gosh, you still get insecure too. This is how you dealt with that insecurity. That's so interesting because I feel like people talk about like overcoming your insecurities, your beautiful self-love, whatever, but it's like, okay, but how do we actually do that? And I wanted to share exactly how I did it. I literally, like I said, I took a water break. I looked myself in the mirror. I took a deep breath and I said, you know what? She is an amazing fucking dancer and I'm going to take notes. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to be that great of a dancer. So I have to learn from great dancers. Learn from them. Pull a chair up at the table. It's your choice to make things a growth experience, okay? So I hope this motivated you. I hope this helps you shift some of your triggers, some of your insecurities. I hope this inspires you to go out and live your life, okay? When you're doing these new things, you're going to challenge yourself outside of your comfort zone. You're going to get uncomfortable, but you get to learn more through all of these lessons, okay? And if you want to tap into my brain on all things confidence, money mindset, magnetism, getting in your hot girl habits so you can really become the breadwinner of your life this year, then pull up a seat at my table in the breadwinner program. I am literally so excited for this program. The new modules I have planned are next fucking level. And I don't want you to get on Instagram and see the things that I post, the things that other people post, and compare yourself or get frustrated or get insecure. I want you to, again, pull a chair up at the table and learn and understand what conversations are going on in my head and in my mindset that create this type of lifestyle where I'm the breadwinner of the household. I get to go do all of the things I want. I take the trips I want. I manifest things on my vision board faster than I can even switch out the vision board, okay? I want to teach you how to do that. You can choose to be insecure or triggered around it or keep yourself playing small in comparison, or you can pull a seat up at the table. And there is lots of room in my table, honey, okay? The link for that is in the show notes. I hope you guys love this episode. If you got value from this or feel inspired, please share over on your Instagram story that you're listening and tuning in. I would love to see who is listening this week. But without further ado, I'm going to send you off to be a bad bitch. Go take your power back. Go learn something new. I love you and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section, so don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.